Welcome back, Pinball Nerds, to episode 259 of your fifth favorite pinball podcast. My name's Orbital Albert, and on today's episode, we're going to be talking about who the heck plays pinball with their middle fingers. How weird is that? It's weird, right? Isn't it strange? Am I the only person who thinks this weird? You guys can let me know. We're also going to be counting down the top five electronic music pinball machine themes that should never, ever, ever be made. Pinball companies, if you're listening, which you're probably not, don't ever make any of these, okay? Well, maybe number one. Maybe number one on my list could be viable, but all of the other ones, this is just me fantasizing. So unlike my top five hip-hop themes that I actually think would do really well and that we are missing in pinball, at least one of them. Can we have one? We don't need all five. Can we get one of them, though? You guys are loving that episode. Thanks for all the kind words I've got on that and encouragement, because a lot of people agree with me that there should be some more hip hop themes in pinball. But today is about electronic music, something I know probably maybe a little bit better than hip hop, but because it's such a small genre, there's going to be very few people who are going to be willing to spend their hard-earned dollars on purchasing one of these machines. So before I get into today's episode, though, I do want to give a quick shout out, and I know I'm a little bit late. The homesteading got me a little bit busy. I wanted to get this message out yesterday, but yesterday I ran into a deal so good I couldn't give it up. I was at a garden center just trying to buy, you know, some wood chips for my five-way apple trees and my potatoes and that sort of thing, and maybe get a little bit of manure, a little poo-poo to help fertilize those bad boys, get their roots growing before the vicious winter comes here to River Hibbert. And we ended up running into this garden center in Moncton that had all of their fruiting trees were 75% off. So I got not one, not two, not three, but four different types, varietals of Hascap berry. Hascap, it's got like five times the antioxidants of like blueberries. I am assuming even more polyphenols. Maybe I'm thinking about the green tea comparison, but oh, I think so. My wife's shaking her head. Anyways, I was supposed to do a podcast yesterday about the top five electronic bands, artists, groups, duos. There's a lot of duos in electronic dance music. Not sure why. Takes two to DJ, JJ. Anyways, I got very busy. And by the time that I got home and watered all these guys, oh, and we got a current. So anyways, these were all $16.99. They're on sale for like $4. I think they came to $4.20 each plus tax. So I got red currant, red mountain currant. Then I got four different types of Hascap berries, which are super yummy. They kind of look like more rectangular blueberries. They kind of taste halfway between a blueberry and a grape, some people say, with a tiny little bit of kiwi infusion there, that kind of flavor of that. So I'm very excited for that. We literally have like once they're full fruiting, I read that you get around 6 to 8, up to 10 pounds of berries per plant. So we're just yelling at all the bears out there going, come on in, come and hang out at our house. We've got a buffet of the yummiest Hascap berries on the planet. Probably their favorite things is blueberries outside of, you know, honey. So anyways, because of that, I fell asleep and I was just literally fell asleep. Like I couldn't stay awake, exhausted yesterday afternoon. By the time I woke up, it was late at night and kids were getting ready for bed because they're getting ready for their back to school routinies and stuff. So I wasn't going to record a loud, podcast because I don't know how to speak quiet. I don't have an indoor voice, obviously. And so I didn't get it out, but I did want to send out the word that today at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so my time here on the coast is 1:38, so I would be 38 minutes late, but in 22 minutes from right now, it is Sunday. It's Labor Day weekend, and it is Happy Labor Day, everybody, to all my Canadian and American friends, everybody else in Europe that listens, in Australia. I'm not sure if you have Labor Day, but you probably have something like that. So we're all celebrating because the kids will go back to school soon. Yay! As fun as it was to have them home every single day of the week. You know, we parents, we celebrate the small things in life. Like having quietness from 9 a.m. until like 4 every day. Oh my God, I'm getting excited for it. Okay, today is Sunday, September 1st, 2019. In 20 minutes exactly my time. And don't worry, I'm sure the stream's going to go on for a couple hours. But my good friend Gamma Goat, write that down, Gamma Goat on Twitch. He will be live streaming Jurassic Park with my buddy Sean Russell. So those are my two buddies from the London Ontario Pinball League. Sean Russell also went to almost every Monday night pinball with me. Sean Russell is also a super fan from the list. Sean Russell is getting his own star or constellation or something fun on Orbital Albert's fantasy pin that I'm making. Don't worry, it's going to be out of this world. It's just a poster that I'm making that I'm going to have for my Patreons as a little reward. You guys have heard me talk about it. I may or may not have commissioned an artist to work on it with me because I realized I suck at it. My preliminary picture was so ugly that I wouldn't have expected a half drunk, you get that out of there. That can't ever go on Facebook. I wouldn't have expected a half drunk, 19-year-old Albert. I wouldn't have expected a half drunk 9-year-old Albert to have been able to have drawn better than that. I'm not sure. Anyways, it was horrible. So I had been thinking about using some computer software, and I'd uploaded like 4 programs, but I'm going off topic here. Let's just be honest. I've commissioned an artist far more worthy than myself to work on this fantasy pin, it's really just going to live in the minds of us pinball nerds. And thank you to each and every one of you for listening today. Like I had mentioned on a previous podcast, sometimes I wake up and it's a differential I had a podcast the other day with 99 listens for like a week. And I was like, you know, it was a couple days old. It was kind of sitting there and it was getting rotten. It wasn't fresh anymore. You guys like it fresh. And finally someone went back there and listened to whoever the heck that was. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. All right. So today, probably I'm guessing from 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time until at least, you know, a couple hours later, maybe 3, 4, 5 o'clock, not sure how long of a stream they're doing, but hopefully at least, you know, a good 3-hour one. And if not, it will be available, but you'll get to see my buddies from London, Ontario playing. Come on in, chat and talk. We'll have fun. We'll watch some Jurassic Park. We'll get to watch Ian Hayward, who is like, you know, a top 200 player easily. I think he has been in the top 100, but it's maybe like 150th or something right now. He got second to Bowen Cairns at the New York City Pin Championships. Shout out to Ian. Also, he was a pindern for me at that championship. So let's get into number 5. Oh, so like, unlike the hip hop list where I think they would sell, this is not me looking from a sales point. I actually did watch a video the other day talking about the top 10 highest paid DJs for 2018 in the world. None of them are on this list, okay? So this is just me being selfish and having fun and talking about who I would want to see on a list. Oh, excuse me. So number 5, I've got a 3-way tie for 3 of my Canadian friends. You guys have probably heard of none of them. The least of which that you have the chance of hearing is Caribou. Caribou is a very talented DJ here from Canada. I think his One Love single, you know, has maybe a couple 100,000 listens. I don't think he has too many that are even hitting 1 million, if that. The next one is Chromeo. That's 2 dudes from Montreal. They're awesome. I've got to see them live at Call the Office in London back in the day. They're really good. You'd probably know their song, So Jealous. Or is it just Jealous? It might just be Jealous. Got pretty big. And I mean, if you're big into dance music and, you know, electronica and you're from Canada, you probably know these guys. But and then the most well-known from this 3-way tie in number 5 is Lights. And I don't really love Light's newer stuff. She's done a couple collabs and that are really, really poppy. But her first, like, 2 to even 3 albums had some really good kind of electro-funk pop, I guess it would be called. I don't know. It's really good, really catchy stuff. One of my favorite songs from back in the day was Toes. And it's not just because of the music video, which happens, you know, she happens to be dressed a little provocatively. I'm not going to, you know, it's not just for the video. I actually did buy the album because I had friends back in the day who would, you know, enjoyed lights, but usually just, you know, on the television with the mute channel on because they didn't happen to like electronic music, but they enjoyed the video. And I am not one of those people. I actually had the CD and I enjoyed the entire thing. She's awesome. She's still making music. She's actually broken out and got pretty big in the States. She does have several views that have over a million. I don't know why a million matters on YouTube, but I guess to me, it sort of does. That means you're pretty freaking credible. For a million people have taken the time to listen. Yeah. By the way, the Pinball Nerds podcast is getting close to 20,000 listens. So thank you again, everybody, for that. Getting very excited for the 1 year anniversary coming up at Halloween. We're going to do some changes to the show for the good, hopefully. Speaking of changes for the good, it's been a while since I've had really anyone on the show. So I'm going to have I was hoping to have Chris the Pintern, but I know he's got really busy with work and a couple tournaments and stuff. So I haven't heard from him. Chris, if you're listening, I want to have you on the show again, buddy. And I know he had a big tournament he was at there. So, but hopefully he'll come back on. But I have confirmed my good buddy Brad Hopkins. You may have heard of Brad from just me talking about him endless times from London, Ontario Pinball League reviews or the Monday Night Pinball reviews, if you're an old school Pinball Nerds podcast fan. Or more recently, you may have heard about him on the he writes into quite a few different podcasts. So a lot of the podcast people do know him. But he is known for not liking the love letters section of the Poor Man's Pinball podcast. So they did this whole rant for Brad and they're like, we're sorry, Brad, we're sorry you don't like this, but we're still going to do it. Now they don't do the love letters every single episode. In fact, I think they've only done it once since he wrote in and said he didn't like that section. I thought the love letters was hilarious, by the way, Poor Man's. I know I just finally got back to Drew there. Sorry, Drew, got busy on the homestead and let him know that I'm most likely going to try my very best, if at all possible, to make it to Expo. Chris the Pintern wants me to go. I want to meet the Special One Lit guys. I want to meet the Poor Man's Pinball Podcast guys. I'm sure Zach Menny will be there. I've never met him. There is a tournament or two. I took a look at the page. It looks really fun. I would love to go. I don't know if I'm going to be able to go. It depends on if I'm working, when I'm working, if I can get the time off, if I have enough extra money, and just how everything's going here on the homestead and the kids and all that other kind of stuff. So we will see. But you guys know I'm a pinball nerd. I eat, sleep, breathe pinball. If I can get to Expo, I'll go to Expo. Okay. It's not as important as Pinburg to me, but I'd say Expo is the second most important for me to get to. Even though there's a couple others like Texas Pinball Fest and Southern Fried and Indisc that, you know, those are right there in my top five pinball events for the year. And if I could go to each and every one of them, you know, I would, Okay. So Chromio Lights and Caribou all tie for number 5. It's the only tie on the list. Okay, guys, it's the only tie. They were all Canadian. They're all smaller. I honestly believe that none of those bands would sell more than probably, I mean, if Primus can't even sell 100, I doubt any of these bands would be able to sell more than 10 or maybe 25 max. And that's if the games were not just like a re-theme of another game, but, you know, completely own their own game, maybe more, you know what I mean? Like something along the, and when I'm thinking of these games, you have to know I'm thinking about Scott DeNisi, Scott DeNisi's next game, and Scott DeNisi's first game, of course, Total Nuclear Annihilation, because that game without that music and that kind of like everything that just the music brings it and ties it all together, like that game with no music wouldn't be nearly as exciting, I don't think. And I don't think it would have sold as well. And I don't think it would be Spooky Pinball's best-selling pinball machine. So now, again, I'm going to get some hate mail. Maybe I will get my very first hate mail, actually, at pinballnerds@gmail.com. Not pinballnerdspodcast@gmail.com. If you send it there, I don't know who will get it. It won't be me. It's just pinballnerds@gmail.com. I'm ready for the hate mail. Number 4 on this list is Bjork. That's right. I can hear my buddy Matt and my other buddy Pete at home both making fun of me if they happen to actually sporadically listen to this episode. Even in high school, while I was a skateboarder and while I was listening to punk rock music, I still loved Bjork, which I've probably loved since grade 10 or grade 9. Whenever Debut came out, I loved her, you know, debut album, so to speak. I actually liked her in the Ice Cubes, which was her little band. That was her little Icelandic punk rock band I was in before Bjork started. I like to wear goose feathers all over and sing weird songs about nature. Okay, sorry, that was my what, honey? That wasn't a good Bjork. Oh, she said it's not a good Bjork. I was trying to do my Bjork. Anyways, I just watched The Life and Times of Bjork while I was getting ready to do this episode, which is why it's going out late. I apologize. Anyways, I absolutely love Bjork. I got to see her live, probably still to this day, one of the best concerts of my life. Got to see her live at the Virgin Mobile Fest, otherwise known as V Fest, in Toronto on Toronto Island back in the day. And there was lasers were everywhere. There was lasers and there was fireworks, and she was incredible. And she did like 15 outfit changes, and there was an entire orchestra there, and she blew my mind. I love Bjork. Again, I don't think commercially, I mean, Bjork, I'm sure, could sell more than Chromeo Lights and Caribou combined, but let's be honest, again, if Primus can't sell 100, I'm not sure if Bjork could. And I still think, again, if Primus was, its complete own machine with some unique things like the Denisi lock or some innovative things, even if it didn't have ramps or much to it, I think they could have sold more quicker. And for the record, I am a Primus fan, and I still was not even considering getting that game just due to the gameplay, not having enough new and interesting at that cost for me to want to go get. So, all right, number three on the list is Fat Boy Slim. Man, that fun the funk is so brother. Okay, so Fat Boy Slim could have been number two, and I considered putting them at number two at one point on here, and then I realized the band that I put number two is more relevant nowadays. So Fat Boy Slim, really awesome in the 90s. You guys probably know, their big hits that everybody knows. Praise You was one of their big hits. I loved that song. Rockefeller Skank got way overplayed, back in the 90s and early 2000s, but still a solid album that it's on. Right Here, Right Now came out a little bit after that. Weapon of Choice, absolutely love that song. Best video on the planet. Thanks to Mr. Christopher Walken, by the way, who is in West Weapon of Choice. And unlike my theme song for the Pinball Nerds podcast, which is not real, Fat Boy Slim's Weapon of Choice has the real Christopher Walken in it. Yeah, other than that, like, they're still doing stuff I can see here on YouTube that push the tempo. Yeah, I remember that song was pretty good. They did this Beats for Love thing in 2017, and live set. Yeah, there's a did live set this year and a live set in 2018 on live set. Okay. Yeah. All right. There's still, even from less than a year ago, 11 months back, there's 11 million views on Fatboy Slim at British Airways I360 for Circle, Circerel. Anyways, so they're still there. I just don't know. They're not as relevant. They haven't had like a big hit in a long time. I'm not going to say they're one hit wonders because they definitely had five or six hits, but they haven't had a lot of like newer ones that really you could name, I guess. But back in the day, oh my gosh, we used to jam to that. Jeff Cresswell and I were big electronic fans. We used to listen to the Jungleism. We would listen to a lot of like jungle type rave music. I even went to a bar called The Bass because it played drum and bass, and The Bass was in the basement of what ended up becoming The Keg in downtown London, right at the tracks at Richmond and Oxford. And anyways, yeah, there was a couple times it was raided. I'm not gonna lie. I was there and it was raided and it was crazy. And you know what though? I survived. I'm here to tell the story about it. And number two on our list is the Chemical Brothers. Now, back in the day, for probably about a year and a half, I liked Fatboy Slim better than the Chemical Brothers. And again, I don't think that Fatboy Slim or the Chemical Brothers would sell that many pins, even though with some of their, Fatboy Slim having those five or six big hits and Chemical Brothers actually having more hits than I even remembered. Not so many, not just the Block Rock and Beats and all that kind of stuff back from the, back in the day. But they're actually still putting out some pretty cool music. And songs that I recognize, but I didn't know I would recognize. So even from 5 months ago, they're at almost 3 million listens. The Chemical Brothers put out a song called We've Got to Try. And it's really catchy. I just listened to it. It's really good. Their second most recent song from just a month before that is at 9.1 million views. So yeah, they're still getting, they're like when they have newer, like that's a hit. When you're getting 10 million views in less than a year, like that song's a hit, right? Or listens, as it might be. But the Chemical Brothers Got to Keep On. And I didn't even know they were still big until doing the research for today's Your Daily Dose of Pinball. Chemical Brothers live at Glastonbury 2019. So if you're still playing Glastonbury, you're still popular. That was from 2 weeks ago. Oh my gosh, that's awesome. I might have to watch that set later. And one of my favorite songs and an incredible video. If you get the chance to only go watch one video and listen to one song from everything that you hear today, what you want to go listen to. Actually, I'm going to end the show in it. I was going to end the show with Diddy Na 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 Saturday Night. Diddy Na Na Na. But instead, I'm going to end it with The Chemical Brothers Wide Open featuring my buddy Beck. And for those of you who have been listening to me for a while, you know how much I love Beck and how many two tables and a microphone. What about a Beck machine? He only had that one album, though, with like electronic influences. The rest of them were a lot more rock or indie rock or even like soulful, jazzy, bluesy rock nowadays. So, but yeah, I'm going to end with that song. That's it. All right. And number one on this list, anyone who listened to the top five hip hop fantasy themes will know that Daft Punk is going to be number one on my list. Not even because they're my favorite of all of these. I just think it would make an incredible pinball machine. I think that their whole look, like with the silver robot masks and all the different things they do, just the look, the theme, the feel, and that music. Well, we already know the Daft Punk was used during Tron, right? I don't know. It's Daft Punk like music, or is there a mod where you put it in there? I don't know. And obviously, TNA has their kind of style, right? So, anyways, can you imagine if you were to beat all of the modes and you go to the wizard mode and it's the round the world wizard mode, the world around the world wizard mode. Love that song. Love those guys. They are still super relevant. They are just, not even like so much now, but until very recently. Let me just take a look here. I'm trying to think of who they've teamed up with like recently. I know, you know, looking back a little bit further, you can think of more people, but hope everyone's having an awesome long weekend, by the way. I know I mentioned that already, but so Lose Yourself to Dance is just like the best video of all time. And yes, I'm sorry, it is even better than the other Beck one I just told you to go listen to. But I think, yeah, Lose Yourself to Dance is just an incredible video. It's got like reclips of like Soul Train 70s videos in it. And it's just, it's phenomenal. You've probably already seen it. Better, Harder, Faster, that would make for an incredible pinball song, of course. Get Lucky, that's featuring Pharrell. Instant Crush, that one's, you know, just from about 5 years ago. That's with Julian Casablancas of The Strokes, I believe, right? Oh my gosh, yeah, that Lose Yourself to Dance video is incredible. So, like, I just can't believe, if you look at Get Lucky, it's got 470 million views. Like, that video has more views than, like, all of the other bands. Well, even if you just took even, like, that's at 310 million, right? Like, Instant Crush. Lose Yourself to Dance is at 143 million. So, Harder, Better, Faster. Even these four videos, it's more views than probably all electronic dance music combined that I've mentioned today or ever, right? So, I mean, they are just, I think of a Daft Punk machine could maybe make it if any of these, the ones on this list could, but again, I don't know for sure if any of them on this list could. I'm going to send you off today with the Chemical Brothers Wide Open featuring Beck. I think it's a slower type song, but really cool video. Basically, the girl's dancing and she starts disappearing and that sort of thing. I want to remind you guys to go watch Gamma Goat's channel. If you can't get to it today, September 1st, go watch in the past, I guess. Go watch like on his channel. It'll still be up there and you'll still be able to see it. Until next time, pinball nerds, eat, sleep, and breathe Jurassic Park pinball.
It's getting away from me.